The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Please hold.
Start your day the Torah way, Monday, the 1st of July, sorry, the 1st of June. Test 7, Tovshin Pei, Rav Eliezer Shnei Raug, Lessons from Gilas Rus. Beda, work the Rav. Yeah.
Can I start? Yes.
Yeah.
Imal Chisoi Berutzoin Kibli Alayim Moshe V'na Yisrael. And the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yiddish Kingdom were Mekabel, then by Matan Torah we were Mekabel Berutzoin. There's a vort in Yeshivas which they say if it's Mechisa Hasbura Mechisa Ravuna. That means if somebody Yidikabi Mazba something, is a Simon Yalek in Havuna, had you had the full understanding, you would be able to explain it. The Chazal say, "Ein chodova hu oime b'fnei arutzen." If there's a chesung in avoida, a chesung in doing something is a similar chesung arutzen, based on that yeshiva shavot. If there's a chesung in the avoida, then a chesung arutzen. And one of the best proofs is our Bubba, most Kal Yisrael, a descendant of David HaMelech, is our Bubba Rus, which we learned as Yom Tov. Very simple, we learned in Pusik, V'atere kim es ha-metah es hi l'lech es eto, v'tachdu l'daber eleyu. V'atalechnu shneyem ad v'yanu v'ayis lechem. Seems that there is a gewaldige rutsen to be misgaya. And to come onto the Kamp Hashchina. And her Schwieger told her, you won't be accepted. You won't be accepted. And he said, Stein de Teure, La Yoga Yamoini, Moobi Vikal Hashem. And your descendants, you're a descendant of there, therefore you can't come Kal Hashem. And she said, Ba'asha, Teilech, Eilech, and so on and so forth. There's a Mordechai Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ba'teilchi el ama shalei da'atu t'mol shilsham. Ili busu tmol shelsham, had you come the day before, lahine mekabla maishum. She's a shvigah told about teilchi alama shelo yidat tmol shelsham. To the Yerushalmi, shele busu tmol shelsham, had you come tmol shelsham, lahise mekabla maishum. We wouldn't have accepted you. Because that halacha of amoin v'loy amoinis, moyovi v'loy moovis, was not established still, that Aloha was established that day. That Mekoyres was established with Mei Avuah and the Mei Moshe. But finally established it was done. We find in the Chazal that David HaMelech, the Gemara Zot in Masechet Brachos, Doeg set the Shul HaMelech at Shatun Mashal Ulavim Hugin LeMalchus. Why do you ask if he's proper for Malchus in Lav, Sha'al Ulav im Ru'u Lovi B'Kal Hashem im Lav, because of Meres HaMaviyu. But Yishalma says, we see even later, we made David there was a problem. He wasn't accepted everywhere. But Yishalma says, he was, that was that day accepted. Omer Abshvi Banachn Vetusher Nome Vris Amari Vris Hamoiviu Kalusa Ema Shuvah Misnei Moyov. Says the Yishal Mepshat, she's now Shuvu Misnei Moyov. Now this Alucha was Nischadish. Today Yishal Mepshat Alucha of Amoini Velo Amoinis was then Nischadish. In fact, what happened there at this moment that the Alucha was done as Chavish. Now, the five of the Noisel Avchot came to Moshe Rabbeini and they said, V'hoi Yileichem Neishifte B'nei Yisroel and Nushim V'nigrin Achlusim and Achlus Avesaini will marry another Shevet. So our Yerisha will go over to another Shevet. Says the Pusik further, V'etzav Moshe B'nei Yisroel Api Hashem. That came B'nai Yosef, Mata B'nai Yosef Zavrim. They're right. Evelitusev Nachlu L'B'nai Yisroel Mata Mata. They're right. They shouldn't marry that generation of the Gemura and the Baba Basra. They couldn't marry another Shevet because of the reason Evelitusev Nachlu L'B'nai Yisroel Mata Mata. Their roots was they wished to stay in their Shevet, so therefore they couldn't marry another Shevet. Every Yid has to be mishtoikig of Eretz Yisroel and its kedushin. Vehenei his oiret hazeh shel tshikas uretz. This is oiret of tshikas uretz. Keshetiye be'emes. If it's emes, the k'moy mekalef from the dust of the heart. She yidaf be'emes benafsho kvoid uretz hakdoshe. They'll pain him be'emes of the kuvud of Eretz Yisroel. Hinei ma'oire lemalu, his ma'oire awakens lemalu, harachmim varutz nargele. His ma'oire d'rachmim varutz nargele demheiru. K'moy shikusev, tell him, shali shaloyim yirashaloyim, shali shaloyim yirashaloyim, through this yishaloy yavoyich. If you ask for Yerushalayim, then the Yerushalayim will be settled. V'chein hoye b'bnei Yosef. Said V'chein, the same thing was b'nei Yosef. Shemikoyach chikusim le'tesrul. Since the desire for Tesrul was so strong, ad shehura b'neiim, it bothered them. Tesrul was so chushim that it bothered them if their Yerusha, their chedek of b'nei Yosef will go to another Shevet. Hinei yedei kach himshichu ha'tzivu ma'ashem. Through this, they were mamshech and aloha with itself from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like tusev nachlu mamata lamata. Says the first Shleimer, v'im lohoi et shikusam kol kach, if their desire wouldn't be strong, so strong, lo yisigi at tzivu, is they wouldn't have gained that tzivu from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Yerusha can't go mamata lamata. So we see there also the starke rooten which they had, the kuvud for Eretz Yisroel, created a new aloha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'lo tisoiv nachlu l'bnei Yisroel mamata l'mata. The same thing says the Tver Shleimer also, b'Pesach Sheni, we find anush mat shoy t'meim l'nefesh u'dam. They said, lo menegura, hinu din t'meim l'nefesh u'dam lo menegura. Well, what do you mean, Loma Negura? You say yourself, Loma Negura, because you're Tmeim in an Eifeshudim. A Tmeim in an Eifeshudim can't do Karm Pesach. Since Tver Shleim is showing Chikusam Gedoyla, their desire was great, Lasa is a Pesach, to do the Pesach, and the Kiris Levubam, from the depth of the heart, Tavchi, they yelled, Loma Negura, I'm in Hakif Karm Hashem. Why should we be less able to do the Karm Hashem? Okay, Ne'et Elam Hashem, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu answered them, V'nusam Elam Mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Kel Yedei Chikusam Elachoyne, for the proper Chikhi desire, Himshichu Aluchas Chadushas. And Tzvei Shleim is the same thing as also Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a new Aluchas. HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave it that day. Through what? To the starke roots in the Yiddish kinder said, Lama Negura, I'm taking Amistak and Tumayim L'Nefeshudim. Because I'm Tumayim L'Nefeshudim, therefore I've got no chance. And they great desire, because they knew why they can't bring the Korban Pesach, But the desire was so strong to bring it, that Kodesh Baruch Hu manufactured a new halacha l'terusim. Hine, says Tvei Shleime, kemoyim, as them, in tikva hachikir belez ish v'b'nei Yisrael, it will overpower the desire in the heart of Yiddish kin, el uretz, that the soul, binyan beis ha-mikdash, and binyan beis ha-mikdash, the emesik desire, like to see those previous desires, the desire that shouldn't move from one shavit to another shavit, the desire for Pesach Sheni, both get birth to new halachas. Had Yiddish kinder wanted to throne and Bnei Beis HaMikdash right away, I could have Baruch Hu would have helped them, because it's Buni Lamala, Lamala up there built already. And you have to bring it out. So that's the Pusik, L'shech Moishet Sebrashi, Ibusa Shomu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to divide at Yisroel, came the matter that Yosef would have cheshik for Yisroel in the Kiddusha, and they were mamshech the salocha of L'susef Nachru M'shevet al Shevet. But that was only that generation. When they came in at Yisroel, they became familiar with that Yisroel. Became natural already. So their cheshik, they lost this big cheshik, this biggest rootsoin in the Slavs they lost. Afterwards, the Shvutim were allowed to marry each other. It was that law, that halacha of Loisus of Nachlu Meshevet and Shevet was only for that generation. That's a Peter Tzvei Shleim and Parshas Masech. That same idea I would like to use here by our Bobarus, that with a Gvaldige Cheshik to be Mizgaya, she would have been this guy, even she couldn't marry a Jewish man, because that was a desire to misdabik in Malchus Eberutz and Kibbalayim. So with a strong desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamshech lematru in this world, the drash and the yeshiva, amoyni v'loy amoynis. When Naomi wanted to push her off, because you won't be able to get married, then the halacha was still not established. They saw that she's misamet, she's trained, she wants to go with. She stopped speaking. Why did she stop speaking? At the same time, you won't be able to get married. You won't be able to join Klal Yisrael, because she understood, Naomi understood the same idea. That with a gewaltige cheshik, with a koiches, with a rootsen that she got so strong, she'd be mamshech from above, from a lemale, from the heaven, she'd be mamshech a sibbe that should happen. Like the tzmeim lenefeshud and Pesach Sheni were mamshech a new aloche.
Kol halashon.
Like the matzah b'nai Yosef was mamshech a new aloche lesisal melach nachlu. She will also be mamshani alocha. Therefore, she stopped persuading her. She understood she will win the case. Why? Because rootsin. If the rootsin is there, then everything is there. So we see the gewaltige koich of rootsin, the desire that you can be mamshach new alochas from heaven. New alochas will help you to bring out your rootsin from koich elapoil. Kolsking bekal v'choymer, that is new alochas. Kolsking bekal v'choymer mitzvahs that we are already commanded to do them. If we have an emetic yerutzen, we'll have an emetic yerutzen after the Shemaya to be able to bring it out. In the Tzeloise d'Amorum, it's after the Bruchas, the Tzeloise which d'Amorum said after Shemaya Esra, one time they said, Rebbeinu Shalayim, Guli v'yedir lefaneichu, sheretzaneini ilas v'tzaynchu. It's open revealed for you that our desire is to do your will. What can we do? Elisha Sar Shabesa, the Shebet Gulius Makevas. Sar Shabesa is the Yetzahara, the sourdough and the dough, this prevents us. The Shebet Gulius. After we don't go to the start, Shebet Gulius, the Shebet Gulius, we can live free, Lechayre, we can do whatever you want. Shebet Gulius is in every Gulius. There's other goyishkeit that comes in from the people from this country that's called the Shevet Gulius. It's if the Chikia, if the Cheshik, if the Slavs, if the Rutsen would have been an Amizik Rutsen, then we will be able to be mamshach ekoyach min hashemayim, to be able to be mekar mitzvot Hashem. Ibedeach shu demoroi tzeleilech melich enoisoi. I once said Kol Yisroel yashlem chaylik leirem abu Shneim and va'amach kirem tzadikim le'oylem yeshiyuretz. Kol Yisroel yashlem chaylik leirem abu Shneim and va'amach kirem tzadikim. What's le'oylem yeshiyuretz? Because how is possible va'amach kirem tzadikim? The Tzomeini Lazar Tzaynchu, Avosoy Shabbat Makif, the Shabbat Gulish Makif. So the Amaych, Kelam Tzadikim, we can all be Tzadikim. We can be Tzadikim if we want. There's one condition. Le'oilam Yeshi Uretz, we should inherit the mid of Uretz. What was Uretz? The Mar Bnei Yosef, when they came to Eretz Yisroel, they had a gewaldige cheshik that they shaved to get their portion of Eretz Yisroel, which they deserve. Which we see there, that with a gewaldige rutzoin and a cheshik and a cheke, we are zeiche to be mamshech, help, even a new alocha would be manufactured for them. Is the amech kenem tzadikim? When can we be tzadikim? Then loylam yeshuret, we inherit the story which was when at this rule. We inherit this, that then we'll have this courage. And the emes eretz itself, the chazal say in Medrash and Bereshis, shteit lume mikre shmo eretz, Sherotisu lasa tzoyn koina. Why is the earth called Eretz? The earth. Because she wants to do the tzoyn koina. So see, the Eretz, b'shoyrish, means also rutzen. The amach kelim tzadikim. When can we be amach kelim tzadikim? When the oilam yeshi uretz. When we inherit the middle of uretz. Uretz, or from Mata B'nai Yosef, B'nai Zilavchot, Uretz, the mid of Uretz, to have a strong roots, a shorot, a last koina. If the roots is strong, Eilech Odova, Oime B'nai Rootsen, and he'll be massing, V'amach Kenem Tzadikim, the Madrega Tzadikim. Another little message. We have been Storm Edrish in the Gemur Besach Tzanis that said Tzanu Rene B'nai Sia B'medach Shleim B'batur Shetra La'imoy B'yayim Chasenusa B'yayim Simchas Leboi B'yayim Chasenusa Zeb Ma'antoy B'yayim Simchas Leboi Zeb B'nim B'yayim Simchas Leboi Zeb B'nim B'yayim Simchas Leboi Zeb B'nim B'yayim. I said this Yom Tov that somebody is marrying off his daughter. His father, Sheed, and his daughter marrying Ashkenazi. For a day before the chasm, his father calls in the daughter. I would like to speak with you a few words. Or when you get married, you should know how to act and behave. You're brought up in a Sfardi home, and now you marry Ashkenazi. Your Ashkenazi menugim. Forget about your maiden menugim. Your maiden name was Mizrahi. Now you marry a family Shvat. Your maiden name is Shvat. Gendik with the maiden surname. Your house will be together with your husband. You live together with your husband. Not here. You can come in whenever you want. You can come and visit over here. But you don't live here anymore. You live there. So, the girl wasn't very happy. She didn't realize what a chassana meant. She'd have to separate in a way of her maiden name. She was all called Rochel Mizrahi, and now she'd be called Rochel Schwarz. She wasn't ready for this. And change all the menhugim, change all the cook different cooking. She wasn't made for this. After the chassana, the chusa slowly found out she wasn't ready for this. And she behaved. Continued calling herself Rochel Mizrahi, and the husband felt it's a breach in his authority. She doesn't want to call herself Rochel Schwarz. Obviously, the shulam bayis wasn't good. She cooked only Sfardi dishes. She's supposed to Shabbos cook, supposed to cook children, not other Sfardi dishes. She menhogim, brochas, not brochas, this, that. Obviously, the Shulam Bayis wasn't very good. Shulam Bayis wasn't very good. Because a chasana means to be connected with a husband fully with all those conditions which I spoke before. Obviously, they went for therapy to Shulam Bayis Macher, they called in English for couple therapy, went, and even the Shechinim knew it's not the Seder. She said, eventually she said, I'm asking to live with my husband. 2 days a week, I want to live in my father and mother's house. Ask anyone in the world, and say, that's not normal. When you get married, you change your surname. You move out of old past Menhugim. You take on the new Menhugim. And you have your surname. You live there. The same thing says the Pusik. Is exactly the chasana. As a chasana, you can't go on with the menhugim you had before the chasana. You married a new husband, you're supposed to follow his menhugim. The zelda daf is matan peire, gevein a chasana. The mitzvah toshim the menhugim, you have stopped automated the menhugim of the chasana of the peirin bush. You can't be called by the old names, by the old names. You've got a new name now. You have been Torah. You need to chasing up with the Torah yesterday accordingly. Your dishes have to be the same dishes as the Torah. You can't be dishes that the Torah doesn't allow. And if somebody hears, she says, I'm asking to live with my husband. About 2 days a week, I would like to live with my father. So it's like somebody says, I'm asking 5 days a week, I'll be in the energy. 2 days a week, no. Shazam doesn't work. It may as well doesn't work. And if you don't know, you have to go for couple therapy. Couple therapy, a therapist worked. Well, 2-3 years it took till he took it out of her head, this idea that you could be semi-married and not fully married to a husband. And the neighbors knew something is wrong. But they didn't know when it became okay. They didn't know. They wondered. They hoped for their friend's daughter or for their friend, the younger lady, that eventually she'll make it. When did they find out that it's late, that things are fixed? They saw Herr Schwer, that means Mr. Schwer Senior, bought a house for the young couple. So Mr. Schwarzini bought a house for the young couple. They understood most probably he wouldn't invest £1 million to buy a house if he doesn't know that she's already fully married to the husband. The nimshel is Yem Chatanusa Zem Mantoya Yem Simchas Lebu Zem Binyan B'Samigdash. If I could, if we will already be fully married to Torah Kedoshah every day of the week, not some days, and not be connected with the old style, but fully subordinated to HaKadosh, then HaKadosh will build Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It'll be worth for him investing in building a house for my children. Then my daughter-in-law is already my child. She's not a foreign lady. She behaves already according to my HaKadosh. And if we got married, when the person gets married, if we are the color, the minig is a chusin, there's a ksibbe. The ksibbe shtayt, and a farmer's, I'll honor you, I'll give you panusa, I'll take care of everything. And mitnai ksibbe is that the husband should also take care of the health. That we keep the marriage properly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us everything that promised the Ksibim. They give us panus, they give us gezint, and they give nachas, and And also by a chasana, the day klal, a couple gets married, people bring matunas, they bring presents to the chusin kala. The shavur zelfen, we should get presents also. First present would be Vasiyena Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Moedechu, the bruch of the Yom Tov should stay over. The book, I think the book of Yom Tov Shviyas is V'har of Nu Hashem Elokeinu B'Sarosu. The Torah should be sweet in our bars. It should be very, very sweet. Had not like a year ago, there was a Udum Gudel who said that he had Birkas HaTorah near the Shvurim Shachar. near the bookcase of the throne. And before he said Vahavnu, he took Rabbi Akiva and put it to his chest. Said Vahavnu, make it sweet for me. Every piece of flesh should be sweet. The Irish is helping. They should send us all the good makumas which we need to take away the source of it. Then we zeicha to be zeicha to bini b'samigdash. And meanwhile, could be another Indian. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has thrown us out already 2 months from our boot chinesis and boot of the drushes from his house. Seemingly that we did not behave in his house according to his desires. So he threw it out of the house. Let's be mekabel upon ourselves. As we got married with the Torah this week, let's be mekabel upon ourselves to behave in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the roots of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back the local mekaymas at Tfilah and also give us the bini b'samigdash from Ha'ere b'mayne umay.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.